talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, Getaway Friday, December 21st, 2018. First day of winter, shortest day of daylight hours all year round. 4 days till Christmas, 3 days till Christmas Eve. The Christmas edition of the Exchange Club, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Marge Hazelett. And here we are, the last one before the big one, the big holiday. Charlie, are you ready?
Ready for it.
Christmas.
Not
you said
exactly.
You were at the stores yesterday.
What did you buy us?
Well, that's it. I haven't bought anything.
Probably hooked it.
I'm totally...
What were you doing at the stores?
Well, my wife was shopping and
so
I
you
was
have bought.
Trailing along.
So, I mean, grandpa and grandma.
I needed to buy some wire to fix my fences.
And you didn't get any.
I got it.
Oh, well, so you shopped.
Yeah, I finally found it.
Marge, are you ready for the big holiday?
Well, I've got it out of my house right now. My niece came after it. And I don't know whether we got it to the right people. It seemed to me they got ice buckets last year. And they got ice buckets again this year.
Oh, that's good. You can never have too many ice buckets.
I don't know why I had so many of them.
What do you use ice buckets for?
I don't know.
Well, they're good
gifts.
Remember,
gifts, you know, a little, what do you call it? What is that word?
Senile?
Probably.
Well, okay.
Did you notice that hesitant?
Yeah, there was a hesitancy there.
Very hesitant.
Sure, that's what she was saying.
No, Marge was not saying senile. So, Brandy, you've got probably the most to do of all
goodness.
Four of us.
Yeah, don't even talk to me about it.
Are you ready?
No.
You want to know why?
Did you make the eggnog?
No, I haven't made the eggnog.
See, this is
yet.
Your problem. Let me tell you right now. Here's your problem. I told you the day after Thanksgiving, you cannot wait. And you, I do it every year, and I'm so wonderful.
I'm ready for that kind of stuff, but I still have an extraordinary amount of wrapping to do. That's always
but
my
see, you
bags,
deal.
Honey, and put them in the bag.
You didn't have
there's
to.
There's not the same thrill.
Staple them.
But you shouldn't. You still got to make this eggnog, which I'm sure.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Well, okay. I've already alerted the emergency room at Marion General that they could expect a family about 11 o'clock.
I'm going to try to cook the eggs to 160 without scrambling them, without solidifying them.
Oh, no.
So that it will
thing,
be.
Yeah,
safe.
Oh, yeah.
So it will technically
it won't
be.
Turn out, though. Eggnog is a difficult thing to make
it's
from scratch. I talked to Heloise the other day.
I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you learn that it's very difficult to make?
Well, I got to give it a shot. I mean.
Yeah, but the kids are going to be so depressed.
Nah, they won't care.
Here's
they'll
what
move
you,
on. My brother sent them an enormous 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Oh,
I'll just crack I that
know.
Open if the eggnog
Now, do they help you cook it?
Yeah, my youngest daughters will probably help. My second youngest daughter is a whiz in the kitchen. She knows how to do everything that I don't know how to do, so.
Here's what you do. This is what I would do if I was you. You help, you know, you because there is some camaraderie in preparing the eggnog. I'd help, okay, help me prepare it, blah, 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 blah. Get it on the stove and say, okay, well, this is going to take a little while. Why don't you guys go eat your gummy bears? And when you come back, it'll be done. And then dump that stuff in the backyard and get some eggnog out of the oven and pour real eggnog in there and stir it around and say, isn't this delicious?
So you haven't boiled many eggs in your time?
No, I have boiled eggs.
Okay.
You know,
this
I just
has got holiday incident written all over it.
All kinds of tips on the best way to boil eggs. The one, you know, you boil them for so many minutes and then put them in ice water.
Okay.
Well, but this is you're boiling without the shell.
Yeah, but if you don't get the thickness right and
boil
you don't
without
get the
shell?
Well, yeah, you have to heat the mixture to 160. So I'm going to have to use, you know, my little thermometer and make sure that it hits 160 without scrambling or otherwise
solidifying
the eggs.
Are you a whiz in the kitchen?
Eggs. No, but I have a daughter who's a whiz in the kitchen, so yeah. I'm gonna depend on her.
It's hard to keep your eggs from congealing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you're going out of town,
who?
Your daughter.
She's not old enough to go out of town.
What if your eggs congeal?
Well, then the eggnog will be a bust. We'll try again.
My money's on bust. I think we're going to have a bust.
Oh,
but you're one of those people who you wouldn't even tell us if it was a bust.
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I can admit to my mistakes.
You're hard-headed and you can't admit failure.
I sure can. Yes. I admit to failure all the time because I fail often.
By the way, there are some things we wanted to let people know because we have had these questions. By the way, City Council, curbside pickup for your recyclables will go on.
Yay!
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So there you go.
How much are they going to have to be charged for that? Or was that not...
I don't know what that wasn't...
I think they said it was something like 2 cents a day per resident.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Your curbside pickup will continue. And the other night at the Board of Elections, they did name a new board member.
Oh, they're advertising for one in the paper.
That's for the deputy director.
Deputy director.
But for the board member.
Old spot. But the new board member is...
Carolyn Weston.
Carolyn Weston. That replaced Steve Chafin on the Democratic side. Oh. So that's that.
Yeah, I saw the ad in the paper today for the deputy director.
I should go take that job.
It's funny because I've never seen an advertisement for a job like that in the paper.
I could go clean that place right up.
Why don't you
They want a registered Democrat. You got to be a registered Democrat.
Oh, then we're in trouble.
Well, you can switch.
Well, I didn't register anything. I registered no party affiliation.
He's a registered nothing.
Registered nothing. That's right. Because, you know, when people look at that stuff, I couldn't believe it. But I'll say this. I was registered one way when I got into radio. And even here in little old local Marion, people thought I was tending to one side. So people in the party, because that is public knowledge, how you're registered, and I had registered back when I was 18 years old. They went and looked me up how I was registered. So at that moment,
sure.
I put it no party, which means I can't vote in any primaries.
Wow.
So see what you dirty political people did to me? Caused me in no... But you know what? When they went and looked it up, they were surprised because they were so sure I was one way and I was registered the other way. So draw your own conclusions on that. So that blew their mind a little bit. So they never got... But I do believe had they found out I was registered the other way, they would have tried to use it against me.
Okay, but who are they?
Well, I don't want to say.
Oh.
It's because I'm sure it'll end. Anyway, I'll tell you what it was. In broad stroke terms, there was a close election going on in town. They felt that I was partial to one person, which I wasn't because I'd had both of them on, and the person running that person's campaign, which, by the way, they did lose, so serves you right, but they went and looked me up, and I think the purpose was to say, don't listen to what's happened there because he's this. But what they found out is I was registered their way, so they had no story.
Hmm.
But people do stuff
so
like that.
So that's, you could, how do you, have to go down the... Election board office?
I don't know how they... I think a lot of it's on the internet, and I think you could go down and get voter... Yeah, I think you can.
It must be on the internet because they got all these mailings this year.
Well, yeah, because that's how they do their mailings to people. So, yeah, they don't know how you vote, actually, but you can't know how somebody voted.
They just know your
party
registered.
Affiliation.
Yeah.
Yes, so, you know, there you go. That's that. That's my little Christmas story. Now, everything else today, I think, will be of Christmas in nature, but I wanted to let everybody know that's what's going on at the Board of Elections. Curbside pickup will continue because we've had many inquiries about that.
And one other thing. Do you know what Monday is besides...
Besides Christmas Eve?
Yes.
No.
A federal day of... Everything's closed. If you're a federal employee,
do
not work Monday,
but
including the mailman.
But I don't know. I've had mail people show up at my door on Christmas morning, and they say they don't work,
Didn't Trump declare it a federal holiday?
It's always been a federal holiday. Christmas has always been
Christmas
a federal
holiday.
Not Christmas Eve. Trump
Christmas
didn't give
day,
them an extra
yes.
day. this
but
year.
Well, but I think it's because of the way it
Christmas
falls.
Christmas Eve.
I think it's because it falls on Monday.
You will not get mail on Monday.
Yeah, but they've always taken, the local states have always, states and local principalities have always taken Christmas Eve off. Federal employees.
You mean you always got mail on Christmas Eve?
No, I'm saying I have been opening gifts on Christmas morning, and a mail person will knock at the door, and I think that's because they are so voracious in getting you your gift before Christmas. I'm not saying that, I don't know if they're paid for it or not. You know, mail does come in.
Well, anyhow, it's a federal holiday.
Well, I'll tell you what, the government's going to be shut down anyway, so who cares if it's a holiday or
has
not?
Has that come through now?
But midnight tonight. So I'll tell you what, it's going to be a federal holiday tomorrow. It's going to be a federal holiday Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And isn't that going to be awful? Because guess what? Even though it's a federal holiday Monday, you're not getting paid if you're a federal employee because the government will be shut down tonight at midnight.
I'm not a federal employee.
Well, what do you think? Quick, do you think it's going to happen?
The shutdown? Yep. Yes.
Horrible. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah,
gonna
I
be
think
shut
it's going to happen.
Well, I think he's got some, like Doc Brown, he's got some get up and go.
He's going to be going pretty soon, Charlie. He's going to be going pretty soon after the guy resigned yesterday. Not too much longer.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
It requested Charlie's question. Yes, they deliver mail on Mondays. I just talked to my mailman.
Well, there you go, Charlie.
They do? Yeah. Wow. Even though it's a federal holiday.
And then they just take Tuesday off for Christmas. That's all they get. So I can talk to my mailman about it.
That's good to hear. Okay.
So thank you.
I thought I'd jump in there and let you guys know.
I appreciate it.
That's great.
So y'all have a good Christmas now.
See, they'll all say I'm a Democrat now because I said Trump's going to be going. But, you know, it's not because of that. He's just got a mountain of problems right now. The government's going to be shut down. They're going to blame that on him. This Mattis resigned yesterday and said he's ruining our relationship all around the world. He's pulling out of Syria, which even his own party thinks is a total disaster. The only person who praised him for that was Vladimir Putin. And
is that right?
Yeah. He said, good job.
Publicly
said it's a great idea for you to do this.
Just think of all the parents, though, that are of those men in the trenches.
But the problem is all the innocent people who are being gassed in Syria. It's going to amp up because there's going to be no stopgap there
at
all.
Yeah, but is that our duty to protect everybody on the planet Earth?
Well, we thought it wasn't our duty once. Matter of fact, our president, President Harding, said, well, it's not our duty. We don't need a League of Nations. Then 20 years later, somebody tried to take over the world called Adolf Hitler. We didn't intervene because we thought that wasn't necessary, and then we got intervened on. So that's why ever since then, we have thought that if we keep a presence in Europe, that it's good. And you know what? We haven't had a world war since 1944, but now we're making...
No, we lost 59,000, though, in Vietnam.
Right, but again, think of how much we would have lost if other people had got involved, if Russia had got involved. That was during the height of the Cold War, if Germany had been so highly sanctioned. The problem is when your guy... I mean, the guy's Mattis, his nickname was Mad Dog. I mean, he was for heavy protection of this country, and he resigned because he said, my opinion's no longer. He didn't take that little, I'm retiring, or I'm... He said, our values no longer line up, and I'm gone. And they already don't have a chief of staff because he's leaving the first of the year. The government employees aren't going to get paid starting midnight tonight, which means who cares about Christmas? And it's going to... And this, right now, the stock market is having the worst year since the Great Depression.
Oh,
worst
my.
December. Worst December
Golly,
since the Great
you mean
Depression.
People are going to jump out their windows and commit suicide?
If the government closes, I wonder. I really do wonder.
It's all fluff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brandy, is it all just a bunch of fluff starting midnight tonight?
The government shutdown. I mean, I don't know how long any of them can hold out. They don't have much stomach for government shutdowns.
I would think over the weekend, over the holidays, they're not going to be meeting a whole lot. Congress and Senate continue to get paid.
Well, I think I read somewhere that half of the Senate has already gone home.
There you go.
So if how many days out of the year do they work?
Well, not enough. But the point is, I think if they don't get it solved by midnight tonight, that nobody's going to take this up till after the first of the year. And how can the federal employees... Well, will we get mail? if the government stops?
Yeah, there are certain things that won't stop.
Well, I know pay to soldiers stops, and that's a travesty. And no matter what you think, that's wrong.
Pay will stop?
Yes. Am I right about that?
I don't know.
I think I heard that's one of the things that will not get paid. So why would you do that at Christmas? You know what? I understand President Trump wants the wall, and I understand the Democrats don't want the wall. But what you need is to sign a temporary thing through the holidays. You don't want to stop these people's money during the holidays.
You know, does he care if he's going to get elected again?
I think he sees the stock market right now having the worst December since the Great Depression. His whole cabinet is resigning, and I think at this point he's stressed out.
I think he needs a vacation.
Why? And pulling out of Syria.
He's had an awful lot of vacations.
I don't like talking politics on the Christmas show, but it's extra extraordinary things going on. No president or no Senate or no Congress, Republican or Democrat, ever would have worked a government shutdown over the holidays. They always would do a stopgap to get to January. Now, the government has shut down before. It has happened. But you don't do it over the holidays because of this reason, that you're going to, first of all the national parks will close, which means all these Christmas things that go on will not happen this weekend. All of the, I believe, look it up. If I'm wrong, tell me, but I believe the soldiers' pay stops. A lot of federal employees' pay stops. And you can't get anything done during this time. So what's the purpose?
Grandstanding. That's the purpose.
If you want the wall, fight for the wall in January.
He's been fighting ever since he was elected.
But his own party would. Don't you find it odd?
It was the Republicans. He should have gotten it done last year.
It still is the Republicans. The Democrats haven't even taken over yet.
Jim Jordan was at the White House yesterday. I'd be curious to know what he said about the whole thing. I expect he would have encouraged Trump to shut the government down.
It's really not the Democrats, because the Democrats haven't got the power yet. It doesn't happen until after January.
And they'll stop everything. Nothing will go through.
I don't know what
they'll stop it dead in its tracks.
Well, what have the Republicans gotten done in the last 2 years?
Well,
why has there been no wall? Why has there been no wall in the last 2 years?
There's been so many investigations going on. You can't do a thing.
That's not true.
Yeah, investigations every day.
So we're saying that anything in the last 2 years didn't happen because the investigations were going on.
Yeah. Trump has succeeded in some way.
There were investigations during Obama's.
They have done a budget every year for 2 years. Trump's been president for 2 years. They've done a budget. Why didn't he put the wall in those budgets? Why is he waiting till right now?
He's always had opposition, though, to the money.
Right, but why would you do it at Christmas? Why would you do it as your party's on the way out?
Well, you better do it before the party's gone.
But they have nothing to lose. They've lost their elections. They're not going to go back on it.
Well, anyhow, I think we'll all live through it.
Well, we're not federal employees.
Yeah,
we don't have families to take care of like they do.
And when all the people migrate into this country and we have to feed them, that's going to come out of our pockets. All the migrants, people coming from all these other countries, going through our border, and then they'll file for aid.
You can't get aid unless you're a citizen.
No, that has never been proven or pulled out.
So all these people coming into this country, they don't suddenly become citizens.
Here's what I would like to know. Okay, these people who come in, that are apparently coming in by the droves, okay? Now, if they make their money here, then they buy their food here. Then they buy their rent here, pay their rent here. Then they buy their whatever, towels.
But unless they have a green card, they'll get thrown out of the country.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you truly tried to kick every person out? Do you know what an economy downer that would be?
Look at what happened to the landscaping business up in, I don't remember the name of the town, but
yeah. So why, first of all, by the way, somebody should tell people that 60% of the people who come into the country illegally fly in. So that wall isn't going to work.
That's right.
And just somebody who told me, You build a 20-foot wall, there's going to be a Latina with a 21-foot ladder. So stupid.
I just want to make it clear. You are correct, Scott.
Yes, there you go.
That I looked it up, and it said that the soldiers will continue to earn their paychecks, but they won't receive them unless and until a new spending bill that includes back pay is passed.
So isn't that
wonderful? So they're not going to lose any money. They'll get it later.
But won't have it in their pocket at Christmas. Won't have it in their pocket at New Year. That's a wonderful thing to do to the soldiers at Christmas,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing to do to everybody.
To my grandsons.
For a wall. For a wall. That's what it's all about.
I don't think it's even really for the wall. It's for someone's reputation.
Let's all in unison. I thought the wall was going to be paid for by
Mexico.
Oh, they're not paying for that? Oh my.
Shocking. I thought maybe Trump would pay for it.
Well, hey, he's a billionaire. Why not?
He is. Well, there is a GoFundMe now.
Good.
To raise money for the wall.
Yeah, that's right. He's president. If he wants to build a wall, he has every right to do it. But he doesn't have the right to make the American people pay for it. He lied about that. That's a lie. I mean, he chanted that. Charlie, why isn't Mexico paying?
I don't. Boy, this is a down on Trump day, isn't it?
No, it's a sad time in his presidency. I feel bad for him because people are running out of there like their hair are on fire. Yeah. They are putting such distance between themselves and him. And why is the stock market crashing? Why are we having the worst December since?
I think you ought to listen to some of the stock market, the financiers, the people that handle money.
I listened to them.
And invest for
what
you.
What they have told me is the reason is because he hotshotted the economy. He took off all the regulation, and he gave tax breaks to the wealthy, and that's a hotshot. But it only lasts for about 12 months, and then a hot shot bottoms out. And you can never do, it's not an economy starter, because you can't take the restrictions away again. You can only do it once. You can't give the tax breaks again. You can only do it once. So it hot shots it for a moment, but it's not a continuous thing.
Very interesting.
It is.
But I didn't know life was so complicated.
I didn't know.
Well, we haven't been on the right planet.
But you know what?
Boy, and now I don't feel good about investing my Social Security money.
Well, I tell you what, the people who have IRAs and 401ks, those are bleeding money at this point. So it's a sad time. And, you know, and no, it's not all on Trump. We do have a Congress and we do have a Senate. But the soldiers need to get paid over the holidays. I don't care what you are. I mean, how could you be for not funding the soldiers over the holidays?
Well, they'll get their money eventually, and
yeah,
if they've saved a
now.
Little.
That's not now. What if I said, Charlie,
well,
you'll
you
get it, but it'll be
it
a year
It'll be from. Much more than a week or two.
2 weeks is a lot. People live hand to mouth, and especially at the holiday time.
And soldiers don't get paid very much to begin with.
No.
And what about the parks? I mean, this is a big deal at Christmas time. What about all the revenue that's going to be lost because you have to shut the doors? And how does it affect federal employees? Do they get paid continuously and it never stops, or are they a stopgap?
I think only the essentials get paid.
Well, I mean, it's a set. I don't. It's never happened. I don't believe at Christmas, and that's the problem.
Well,
and when the economy is already so topsy turvy, when the stock market is so volatile, if you stop dumping money into the economy, which holding people's federal payback will do, I don't know what'll happen. You know, I hope it'll be a big nothing.
Well, and I'm sad. I don't want Christmas to happen. I feel bad.
Charlie, we'll go back to the store and we'll look for some unicorns.
Yeah, do
cheer you right up.
So, let's get to the story we wanted to talk about. You were the one who started this, Charlie. You brought it up. Now, here we go. The substitute teacher. It was a substitute teacher, by the way. I had this wrong the other night.
Oh, Lord.
It was a substitute teacher who was fired from the school district for telling people that Santa Claus was not real. Should she have been fired?
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
You should have been fired.
Yeah, there are things. When I've subbed in schools, that's not something I would have done. I would have known better than that.
As a teacher, she's never seen anything like that.
I mean, imagine if she had, you know, gone a step further and said, "God's not real either."
That's right.
You know what I mean? Imagine the furor.
Well, but I.
It's just
this is tough, and it's even tough to discuss on Christmas because of the reality of the situation. Now, I think Santa Claus is real. I see Santa Claus at Christmas, but maybe this lady doesn't. Maybe she's been naughty all year, and she doesn't think there is a Santa Claus.
So now what's she going to do for her money for Christmas after they fired her?
Well, I don't. She should have watched her mouth, I guess.
Maybe
I,
she's homeless now.
I don't think that quick.
Well, I mean, just, you know, a school fired her. She's not banned from substituting
for any
school in
the entire
country.
That's a big black mark to carry around. I wouldn't want to do it. Would you, Marge?
Oh,
Marge,
no.
You were a teacher. Would you have told your kids there's no Santa Claus?
Oh, no. I still believe in him.
There we go. Marge and I are filled with the Christmas spirit of the whole thing.
That's right.
Now, that's that. So she should have been fired. We agree. What do you think?
I don't even know if they should have gone that far with it.
Well,
reprimanded her?
Yeah, I think definitely she should have. She needs to learn a certain lesson. But, yeah, why would you do that to to children? That's just not nice.
No, yeah. Dumb. Dumb. Whatever.
That was a good segment.
I think we're trying to go.
You know, sometimes I forget this is a talk show. We hit those, whoop, and it just dies out. Well, this is an interesting one because people will be getting together on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And it's there's a new thing out that people are getting in more fights. They are speaking their mind more at these holiday parties. But the study says that it's actually a good thing because you get all your hostility out and it doesn't interweave in your system.
Everybody duke it out at Christmas.
Not duke it out. Not duke it out.
Oh.
People who hold back have heart
trouble. It's always been this way.
Let it go. That's what I said. Let it go.
Christmas time is a fight time for a lot of
it
families.
It is.
Wow.
Oh, I don't like that, but you got me.
They drink enough and they'll fight.
Well, imagine if you got a gut full of bad eggnog. Man, you'd be ready to fight.
Gear up, family. I'm a-coming for
you. You're coming.
My daughter Amy brought to me this morning a latte eggnog. It was really great.
That sounds delicious.
Starbucks.
I don't like a latte anything. I'm not a coffee. Ugh. I don't like any of that iced coffee or any of that.
I don't either.
I had
big nothing.
A chai tea latte the other day, and I thought about it for 24 hours after I had it. I really wanted another one.
Isn't that an exercise?
But you know, here's what I'm interested in the fact that
chai tea.
Oh, chai tea. Excuse me. I thought you said tai chi.
Whenever you go past Starbucks, there's a long line waiting to be waited on.
I know.
Oh, I don't go there.
I don't go
obviously,
there.
Obviously, it's a well thought of, well patronized business.
Well, they have Christmas cups. God bless them. Go ahead. Do your thing. But I think people should argue because that's human nature. We're not all built the same.
No, we're not.
My daughter said, now she's the modern type. She got in her car and sent a message to Starbucks. She's coming over and she ordered they had her credit card apparently in their files. And drove up the window and they handed them out and away she goes.
Merry Christmas. That's nice.
Well, maybe that's a way to keep from fighting.
I don't know why Christmas. You would hold back because I think that's phony. And that's my least favorite thing. I hate a phony.
Me too.
I hate somebody who will be nice to your face and then say something nasty behind your back. So if you got something to say, let it rip.
There are a lot of people that really are opposed to any sort of conflict, though. They cannot handle it. And that's why.
Yeah, there is. But you know what? If the person's willing to throw the conflict down, you got to be prepared to take it. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. So if you are going to run around there like a crazy person, you have to understand that somebody might come back at you. And if you can't handle it, too bad.
But I don't think that's how every holiday conflict starts. I don't think it's necessarily someone running around being crazy.
It's always with my aunts. It always is. And I tell
you. Here we go.
No, it's because, see, in my mother's family, she was the only girl. So I don't have any. All my uncles are blood relation. All my aunts are not. So I don't have an uncle who's not blood relation. So maybe I would dislike my uncle if I had one who was non-blood relation. So I have all these aunts. But they're all insane. And
they're insane.
Literally insane. I mean, if
your aunts?
Oh, Marge, if you were still practicing psychiatry,
you'd
be retire in the rich side of town on these people because they need lifetime psychiatry. I have this one.
I lived in the rich side of town.
The one who's been my aunt the longest, they've been married for quite a while. I mean, she reminds me of Minnie Pearl. You remember Minnie Pearl?
Yes.
Yeah. She's like Minnie Pearl without the class. You know, she's just... She dresses like a quilted bedspread. And she just... She's got a nasty disposition.
She never listens, though, to you.
I don't care.
Okay.
I wouldn't invite her over for Christmas Eve on a bet.
I do think it's more difficult sometimes to get along with in-laws. Not all the time. There are definitely blood relatives that can cause grief. But you have to be understanding. Everybody has to be understanding and accepting at the holidays. Nobody wants to fight with their relatives.
Listen.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't want to fight with them. Yeah. I just don't have them over. I only have the nice people over. But
I've never been over there.
You know, it's
me either.
You know, it's interesting. On Thanksgiving, that question you just asked me about, do they listen? One of my uncles, I do know, listens, because he'll bring up the interviews when I see him. So I know he's listening. And he never said anything, but one time I was saying something about one of my aunts, and I think he thought it was about his wife, and it was kind of an undercurrent of
hostility.
I felt it, yeah. I felt the cold wind on holiday time. But she is nuts.
You should send her a card.
No. Yes, I should send her a card. I can't. Sorry you couldn't make it to this Christmas. Make it to the next.
I think she ought to send you something.
Charlie, if you met the woman, you would be on my side. She's in everybody who I've ever known who've come in contact with her does. It's not just me. Nobody likes her. You know what the philosophy in our family of this woman is?
What about her husband? Doesn't he like her?
I think he's lonely. And this is the truth. You're really listening to something on this station because this is true life. This woman, you know what the philosophy among the family and our friends is about this woman? When somebody meets her for the first time, somebody always pulls them to the side and says, just tolerate her. That's what she's known as. Just tolerate her.
Now that's a reputation.
It is, and that's the reputation this woman has. Oh, and last weekend I saw the girl for the first time. My cousin, who I sent that card to, I had not seen her in
a divorced yet?
I asked her, and that didn't go over well, because I think
Scott,
the card was still hanging.
You did not.
I didn't ask her if she was divorced. I knew she was still married, but her husband wasn't there, so who knows where he was. He might have been.
Oh, my.
You never know. It's the holiday time. You know, more marriages break up over holidays because people are busy, and if your spouse is out buying gifts, the other one has time to fool around.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of financial strain
I just
throughout
made that
the
up.
Holidays,
made
too.
That whole thing up.
That's what Scott does. Don't believe
no,
him.
No, I believe that, though. I think it could happen. You know, there is a study that says women are attracted to Santa Claus.
Oh, come on.
You know, I was actually going to bring
that
up.
There
not
you go.
Me, not me. I'm just... to me, Santa Claus is asexual completely, but I was going to bring that up the other night at the Christmas show.
He's married.
When we were, well, yeah, but
so he's not
I
asexual.
Think, no, but I don't want to think about him in that sort of way. But Glenn, I think, said something about people fat shaming Santa Claus. Hi, Glenn, if you're listening. And I was thinking, no, I know lots of women who have thought that Santa Claus is just absolutely the ideal for a man.
My.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Why?
Because not everybody...
He's unemployed 11 months of the year.
And you take care of him.
And yet he's got a permanent house.
He is jolly. I wonder if he's a federal employee. Oh, kids. Oh,
but
God.
But he wasn't jolly until Coca-Cola...
Huh?
You know, Coca-Cola made him heavy. Prior to that, have you seen the early Santa Claus?
Everybody.
Tall and skinny.
Listen, if you go into a restaurant and the chef is skinny, you wonder. But if you go in, all the great chefs are big fat people. Because we love it. Like, if you're not 400 pounds, you know, we like it. Like Julia Child. She was a big lady, so you knew she was eating that stuff.
Was she that big?
She's a big woman. Not 500 pounds, but she was a big woman.
Remember the one chef that wore a white cap? He couldn't stand up because he was so fat?
Yeah.
Well, he's dead, too.
Listen, death is the perfect end to a life.
He enjoyed eating.
Well, he
if
did,
that's
yeah.
the way you want to go.
I want to go out loud. You know, like, they always like to subdue people at the end of their life. I don't like that idea.
We'll bring a bullhorn.
Yeah, I just want to go out obnoxious. But this...
I'll play my bass file.
I think yeah, for Santa, it's more about personality than it is physicality for the women who are attracted
What's
to Santa.
What's his personality? He's a bully, he's I heard. I heard he's a bully.
No, only the Rudolph Santa is a bully. That's yeah. why people are angry about it, because he's not actually a bully. That is a false portrayal of Santa Claus.
Are there any other characters in history that you find dateable? Isn't that what it is? Santa Claus is the ideal. Isn't that what the topic is?
Now, Santa Claus, of course, is famous for his beard, his white
that's
beard.
That's true.
Without
that,
women like beards.
But now, what is it with a beard that all men now aren't shaving anymore? They're growing beards.
It's just a trend. That's just how fashion goes.
What's it like kissing some guy when you got to get...
Prickly.
Yeah, I bet.
There you go.
Marge, have you ever had a partner who had a beard?
No.
No.
And I wonder what the razor companies are doing. Their business is falling off, I'm sure.
No. Well, there's all kinds of products now. Yeah. They go into
really?
Beard balms and beard scented beard. There's now even in, like, you know, the hair chalk that women use. There's hair chalk for beards, wow. and there's little Christmas decorations that they can clip into their beards. It's a whole industry.
You ever smell a beard after somebody ate?
No thanks.
This is not a happy subject.
Has been very uplifting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Trend.
It's supposed to be a holiday show, Charlie, and you've got to send to the government shutdown and all this whole thing, and it's very depressing now.
Did you watch The Grinch before you came here, Charlie?
I think I just heard your wife tore up your present.
Tore up your present. So, listen, Brandy, this is the last week we'll get to do this. Your war on Christmas continues. Now, does that go on through Christmas Eve?
Yep. We will keep watching.
That's what she says to me. Yep.
Hey, if you're going to call it a war on Christmas, Y-U-P. I'm just going to have to embrace it.
Good. So you're tearing down all our traditional Christmas values and happiness?
No.
This is why we got this way. This is how we got this way.
You are misrepresenting the facts.
No.
I've seen your things. You do. You say this was a wonderful Christmas tradition, and then you tell us what's wrong with it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with looking critically at traditions. You can still partake in them and love them while also realizing that they're somewhat problematic.
So what's today's?
Oh, I don't remember, actually. I don't know if my kids have pulled the... We have a jar, and we keep the names of all our Christmas movies in it, and then each day, one kid gets to pick a name out of the jar, and that's the movie we watch that night, so... Not sure they've pulled the jar this morning.
I watched The Christmas Carol the other night, first time this season, with George C. Scott, that version. And it is true, Scrooge, I'm totally sure now, is guilted into being a good man. He never fully accepts it. I mean, they show him his childhood, which was pretty good. That doesn't change him. They show him his old business partner who's in shackles. That doesn't change him. They show him that Bob Cratchit has no money and the kid is sick. That doesn't change him. But when they show him that he's going to end up in the cemetery, that scares him into being a nice man. And what I don't understand is at the end they have that prologue after he becomes nice, and they say, and after that, Ebenezer Scrooge was always known as the man who loved Christmas. But how does liking Christmas stop you from dying? I never understand that.
No, I think you misunderstand. It's an incremental shift. So there isn't... Yes, he sees the childhood and he starts to kind of rethink things. Then he moves forward and he rethinks things a little bit further. It's an incremental shift.
When he sees that tombstone... It is all of a sudden, I love you, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but that's the culmination of all of the... If they had just sent the ghost of Christmas future, I don't think he would have changed.
But how does making him love Christmas stop him from dying?
Well, it doesn't. It stops him from dying and hearing everyone on the street say that they don't care that he died, and knowing that he died alone, and all of the... It wasn't just the dying that scared him.
Don't we go on after this life? I mean, I guess I don't understand. If we go on, will we hear that everybody says, well, God, he was just nothing but 10 pounds of misery? That's horrible.
Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to add another little comment to your discussion. On January 27th, first class postage rates are going from 50 cents to 55.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
So if you want to stock up on your forever stamps, do it before January 27th.
Good tip.
Saving a nickel per stamp.
Thank you, caller. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See, this show, you learn that the price of stamps are going up. You've learned that curbside pickup will continue. You've learned that we're figuring things out at the election board. This is a very informational show today.
I'm glad to see the post office department is raising the rate to 55 instead of like 53 or 52.
32 for the longest time. 32 yeah, cents right. for a stamp.
Which is so odd.
740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in. We got 7 minutes left. Now, Brandy, go ahead.
I was going to say that, I was at the city council meeting last night, and that one flew by. They were very efficient. They did a very good job. I think it was only about an hour long, and it seemed like for the most part they were on the same page on most of these things and really working through and doing their homework. I was proud of them last night.
Good.
Well, that's right. And another new thing, Ken Langeza is retiring.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
And the lady that's worked with him all these years, she's going to be
good.
Now the director.
It's a wonderful time of year.
But they're talking about revitalizing downtown like we've heard for so many years. But regional planning is the entire county. When I was on the zoning board, everything we did was passed on, first of all, to regional planning, and they gave their opinion on how we should vote. We didn't have to vote that way. But regional planning covers the entire county, not just downtown Marion.
We shall see what happens in the new year. Mm-hmm. Now, next week will be the New Year's Eve show, so we'll look back at the year that was. And that's always interesting to do because you forget the things that happened early in the year, and you also forget some of the things that have happened throughout the year. It's been a very interesting year, so we will do that next week. But we do have 5 minutes left before the Christmas show wraps up here of this. Charlie Evers today. Charlie, what's the... subject of the trivia today?
It's a non-Christmas.
Oh, well, it fits right in.
Yeah, right.
But you can win Zoo Light tickets, and you have to remember the Columbus Zoo Lights don't end on Christmas. That's right. They go through January the 6th.
What else am I going to give away today?
I believe you have the CRT insulated coffee mugs. You have hamburgers from McDonald's. You have ice cream cones.
Ooh. You have the ice cream cones?
All those things. Oh, you have a Huntsman Auto oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil, and 2 hours before the break. By the way, the office will be closed on Monday and Tuesday next week.
Oh, that's a shame.
Not for me.
Charlie's going to be a regular.
Now, Charlie,
if you'd
like to come in, Charlie, 10 to Monday, 10 to 3 Monday, we can arrange that.
Wow.
I know. But there will be a show Monday, just the office will not be opened. There will be shows Monday.
Repeats of other past shows?
I don't know that yet. Okay. You listen Monday, you might... I may have a guest. And if I have a guest, I'll come in and I'll do that interview, really? But I don't know yet, so there you go. Listen Monday, but the office, I'm not going to if it, so the office will be closed. You can't pick up your prizes Monday, but I think there will be new content, even if I tape it this weekend and play it on Monday.
So if people win today, they should pick up their prize today.
You're not going to get another shot
until
Wednesday.
Three. Yeah.
Okay, but Wednesday's good on those Zoo Light tickets because it's good through the 6th. And it's good to give those as a present. You know, they're like a $50 value there. You can be something. So, Marge, what are you doing on Christmas?
Going to my niece's.
Beautiful. Nice little get-together.
Family. Mm-hmm.
Charlie, you're having it at your house this year?
Yes, I think we'll have it out in the barn. It'll take less straightening up.
Hopefully it's not cold. Away in a manger. Brandy, what are you going to do?
Well,
besides the ER?
Christmas morning, we'll be at our house with our kids doing their thing, and then we'll go out to my mother-in-law's.
Good.
Yeah. You know, that is a problem with families, though, when they're spread out. you know, how do you get them all together for Christmas?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my brother for Christmas in years.
I see more people during those 2 days than I do any other 2 day period of the year as far as family goes.
Except those terrible aunts of yours.
Aunts.
I've got aunts too now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want them. Oh, God, I hope they stay away. Oh, man.
In the winter? You have aunts in the winter?
There used to be a joke about aunts, and it is true. It used to be, you know, you had, it was sons, I think, is where it started. But, you know, the lady had two sons, and wouldn't you know it, the good one died. That happened with me. I did have an aunt that I liked at one point, and God bless her heart, she died.
Oh.
And then I got left with these other just buckets of misery.
Yeah. I think of you every night when I watch, what's his name?
Listen,
he's honest, folks.
Aunt B.
Aunt B?
Aunt B.
Aunt B. That's how they say it, Aunt B.
Mayberry RFD.
Aunt B.
Aunt B.
No, it's not Aunt B.
On that TV show, it's Aunt B.
No. Well, that's because Andy Griffith, they were from the South. In the South, everything is shortened up. But it's Aunt B.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what her name was? Aunt B's real name?
No.
Frances Bouvier.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
There, I'll be good at trivia on Christmas Day. Now, if Aunt B was my aunt, I would invite her over, but these other people, you know, nobody's got an aunt like that anymore.
Did you ever send anything to them?
Oh, well.
To say, don't show up at my house?
I don't have to. I do this show, then they don't call.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny, a few years, because you know, people do listen to this show. As hard as that is to believe. People do listen. And people, you know this, Charlie. When you're on radio for a long time, your family doesn't listen.
No, they don't.
They don't. Because
I don't even listen.
You listen to this station because you'll point out things.
I never listen to myself.
Right. I don't listen to myself either. So that's because years ago, and I love telling this story, when I was still at MRN, I was doing a show on a Saturday morning, and I had two young, my age guests. And for some reason, somebody called in and said, this is so-and-so's mother, and I just want to say you're doing a good job on the radio. And then 10 minutes later, somebody else called in and said, well, I'm the other person's mother, and I just wanted to say you're doing a good job on the radio. And then 10 minutes pass, and somebody else calls in and says, well, Scott, is your mother going to call in? And I say, Mom doesn't even listen to the show. She doesn't care, and that's true. Does your family listen, Brandy?
Well, my husband, I know, listens quite often. And
what's his name?
Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Merry Christmas from all of us.
No, he listens when he doesn't have something to do for work. But
well, he's not listening today?
I don't know if he's listening today. He always tells
Christmas.
Me afterwards.
Well, and the other family that has the reindeer, we're on channel 28 this morning live at 7 o'clock.
And well, listen, they should have been on channel family, 4 yeah. Because Santa Claus's most accurate forecast comes from channel 4.
I'm telling you.
Darn it.
The Rudolph Santa Claus, that's causing a rift between Santa and his reindeer. I'm telling you.
Did your husband listen to the Christmas special the other night?
No.
Oh, good.
He was out.
Because I got an email from somebody. No, it was a complimentary email, but they said they liked me. What's the word they use?
Chiding me.
Yes, you saw that.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And we know each other in real life, so.
God bless his heart. I mean, see, they know I'm not serious, Charlie. This is radio. We don't act this way off the air.
I hope your aunt knows you're not serious.
Oh, he's serious about
aunt.
That.
Tomato, tomato. Well, we certainly wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We hope you have a safe and happy and healthy holiday. We'll be back with this program next week. But Charlie is coming up in about 10 minutes. Nothing to do with Christmas, but by goodness, it'll be a rip-roaring holiday time.
Yeah.
Because it always is. Merry Christmas to everybody. And
all a good night.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that the line? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road.